FreeSpeakFreak.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, lewrockwell.com, Stephen LaTulip has a few things to say about the idea of gold confiscation coming back into favor with the government. Story again from LewRockwell.com. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, back in 1933, said this: "I, Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States of America, do declare that said national emergency still continues to exist, and pursuant to said section, to do hereby prohibit the hoarding of gold coin, gold bullion, and gold certificates within the continental United States by individuals, partnerships, associations, and corporations." Stephen says, well, they went and did it, proving that they've learned nothing from history. Congress passed the massive $700 billion bailout bill that's allegedly going to save our insolvent banking system. I was hoping against hope that a populist rebellion might somehow stop the oligarchy from helping itself to the taxpayers' wallets, but it was not to be. In the end, the plutocrats got their money. Frankly, the logic behind the House of Representatives' final vote was incomprehensible. When the bill was a straightforward handout to the banks, they rejected it. But after the bill went through the Senate, which added dozens of pork barrel spending projects and granted new Orwellian powers to the IRS, the House approved it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's incomprehensible logic. It seems completely the way things operate there in D.C. That's how it happens. If there's no back scratching going on, it's not going to get passed. But once everybody gets a little scratching here and there, then they're all for it. They call it log rolling, don't they? Isn't that what Jim Babka says?
That's when they roll a whole bunch of subjects into one bill.
Yep, that's what they did here. That's Jim Babka, by the way, from downsizeec.org. So Stephen says, how on earth could anyone rationalize voting for the second bill after they voted against the first one? Beats me. Either way, the government took a fateful step down the road to perdition. This payment won't be the last, since the solvency problem is much bigger than a mere $700 billion. By some accounts, trillions of dollars of bad mortgage-backed paper is sloshing around in the financial system. Most of it has no market because no one knows if any of it is actually worth anything. What's more, the federal government is bankrupt. By any honest accounting, this year's budget deficit was already heading toward the $600 to $700 billion range. Since the government can't pay its existing bills, where will it get the money for this bailout? Well, I think we all know where it's going to get the money, right?
It'll print it.
The feds will either have to find new suckers to loan them more money, or they'll have to turn on the printing press and ignite a nasty bout of hyperinflation. But the scary truth is that still more disasters are lurking just over the horizon. First, as Senator Harry Reid let slip the other day, the insurance industry is teetering on the brink. AIG has already gone under, and at least one more major company is allegedly about to give up the ghost. Once that domino falls, who knows how many more will follow. And close on the heels of the insurance meltdown is the impending debacle in commercial real estate. Greenspan's bubble not only inflated residential housing prices far above rational market levels, it also created a similar bubble in office buildings and shopping malls. Many banks and investment houses are just as awash in bad commercial real estate paper as they are in subprime mortgages. Is the federal government going to take on these bad loans too? If that isn't enough to raise the hair on your neck, the horror doesn't stop there. Since most state governments rely heavily on property taxes, their balance sheets are starting to drown in red ink. When housing prices drop by 25 or 30% and commercial real estate goes belly up, so do tax receipts. Yet unlike federal government people, the state governments don't control the printing press. They can't inflate their way out of their predicament. Governor Schwarzenegger of California has already asked the feds for a multi-billion-dollar loan, as we talked about recently on this program. And you can bet he won't be the last governor to ask for such a thing from the feds.
Especially not if he gets it.
After throwing huge piles of cash at banks and insurance companies, could the feds possibly refuse to rescue a bankrupt state government? Politically speaking, I seriously doubt it. Because after all, then it's critical services that are on the line. If the government doesn't get this, if the Californian government doesn't get this $7 billion influx of cash, then we might have to stop taking people to the hospital and old people will die in the streets.
Yep, they'll certainly paint the bleakest of pictures.
Also waiting in line at the pig trough is a gaggle of corporations. During last week's chaos, not many folks noticed that the big three auto manufacturers got a multi-billion-dollar handout from the taxpayers. And I must say, I didn't notice. Did you guys spot that story?
I did. Yeah, the $25 billion. It's actually a loan, like interest-free. Oh. Like an interest-free loan, so nice. It's basically subsidizing them, yeah.
So now that the precedent has been established, look for other industries. The airlines, again, for starters, to belly up to the taxpayer's bar for a shot of free liquidity. Can the government possibly do this? Can it absorb the entire residential and commercial real estate losses, bail out dozens of state governments, resuscitate the insurance industry, and hand out cash to unprofitable corporations? Not hardly. At least not without resorting to the printing press, which will set off a tsunami of hyperinflation. As history has shown over and over, governments that spend themselves into a corner will inevitably try to escape their predicament with counterfeit money. And although this scam works in the short run, it causes much bigger problems down the road. Hyperinflation destroys the very basis of economic growth by poisoning the value of money. Without a stable currency, businesses and individuals can't make long-term plans, since no one knows what anything will cost even weeks or months into the future. Which brings us to gold. Libertarians and paleoconservatives have been discussing just such a hyperinflationary scenario for years, and for the most part, the consensus opinion has centered on precious metals. Since governments can't counterfeit metal, gold generally holds its value whenever fiat currency is debased. And you can see over time, you can compare, look at the the value of the dollar and what the dollar will purchase, and then take a look at an ounce of gold and look what an ounce of gold will purchase, and you will find that you can buy basically the same stuff you can today for an ounce of gold as you could, 50 years ago for an ounce of gold.
And not just 50 years ago. Essentially, an ounce of gold would have bought a fine suit of clothes in Rome when it was at its peak. 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, gold essentially holds its value.
It does.
There's ups and downs, but...
It looks like, I know Downsize DC, which we had mentioned talking about the bailout bill and log rolling, they actually sent out an email today, and they're signaling some concern about inflation, and it looks like they linked to GoldSeek, which is a gold investing site, and they're showing the money supply graphs, and over the last 2 weeks, it looks like the Fed has increased the money supply, increased its own balance sheet by almost 50%. So
wow.
If you look at the charts, and I'd seen this last week too with the 1 week increase, and it'll probably continue. It's almost a straight line upwards. It's not a massive amount, but the growth rate is almost straight up. So
it's certainly not something they were doing a decade ago.
No, so they are turning to the printing press already, and you can imagine what they'll do.
Right, because who's going to loan? I mean, is China going to loan more money to the federal government?
I mean, do you want to loan somebody money so
no.
they can buy up a bunch of bad debt?
While this investment strategy, and we're talking about gold here, while investment in gold is a good strategy, it comes with one major risk. The reason governments inflate their currency is to surreptitiously confiscate wealth from those individuals who store their wealth in that currency. And we've explained this many times. That's what inflation really is. People, if you just graduated from government high school, you were probably not taught the truth about inflation. You were probably taught that inflation is a natural market-based increase in prices, and that's nonsense. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. Now, higher prices tend to be one of the results of inflating the money supply, but let's not confuse things. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, and only the central bank has the ability to do that through its printing presses to be able to just print out as much money as it wants to. And if so they're doing what you're suggesting, Nick, and increasing the money supply by 50% or whatever, then that's going to devalue the money that you might have sitting in your savings account or sitting in your safe or wherever it is that you keep your money.
Well, yeah, I want to caution. They didn't increase the money supply by 50%. They increased their own balance sheet. It's the amount of capital, like reserves, that the Federal Reserve prints its own money for itself. I think it's the amount of money that they have on hand, but it's not the total money supply. Didn't have a 50% increase.
That would be incredible.
We could be headed in that direction of 50% inflation.
Well, however much they inflate is what they're stealing from your pocket.
Right.
If you have Federal Reserve notes, and having gold and silver avoids that theft. The gold and silver cannot be inflated. It cannot be inflated. So there's only one way government can combat this, and we'll come back and discuss that. It's confiscation. So will we be seeing this happening within the next decade or so? Maybe within the next 4 years? 1-800-259-9231. And if they do decide to confiscate gold, what's your plan? If you want to share it with us, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And what other things should one invest in besides gold and silver? It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every week, many of us have weekly objectives. Here's a new one with the Earth in mind. Take your innovative ideas to work, but take it green. In other words, each week, adopt an eco-innovation. It could be a small innovation, such as reducing your printing or the energy that you use at work, or it could be remarkable, like reimagining how your products or services are created, delivered to the customer, or disposed. At the end of every week on Friday, ask yourself, have I had a weekly innovation? And if not, stay till you get it done, because this is an idea we all could use. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy that. And those free features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Head over, get interactive for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. By the way, don't forget to join Nick and his co-host Toby over on their show, Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio. In fact, you can see the latest episode of Free Minds TV right on the front page of our website, at least at this time, freetalklive.com, where you guys very graciously had me on your program for the entire show last week to talk about non-cooperation and civil disobedience and some of the stuff that's going on here in New Hampshire, the latest on my couch situation and all that. So you can see that freetalklive.com, but better yet, go to freemindstv.com to get all of their archives and to get access to their radio show, Free Minds Radio, which is brand new. Actually, it's brand new on the radio. You guys have been doing the podcast for quite a while, and you're in your third, you just finished your third week of real radio broadcasting.
Real terrestrial broadcasting.
Yeah, and it's working out pretty well for you so far. So if you haven't listened to their radio show yet, you can catch it live right on the Free Talk Live streams on Sundays, Sunday afternoons, Eastern Time from 3 to 5 o'clock, or just go to freemindsradio.com and grab the archives, grab the podcast there.
Yeah.
So, more pro-liberty content for your consuming pleasure.
Yeah, and it was great having you on the show because there was a lot of civil disobedience to talk about. Not
really.
Just your couch case, but there was a lot going on in Keene for an area this small. It's surprising even to me, even seeing this happen in the past, just how much civil disobedience has taken place over the last couple of weeks.
Sure is exciting. And coming up, you may, if you're somebody who owns gold, silver, platinum, other precious metals, you may be engaging in civil disobedience simply by owning such things. I guess, I don't know, is it technically civil disobedience if you're not doing it publicly?
No, I think civil disobedience is really if you're doing it to make a point and you're willing to go to jail. You may go to jail. You'll be breaking the law.
Yeah. You'll become a criminal, basically, if they decide to outlaw gold again, if they decide to confiscate gold. And Stephen LaTulip over at LouRockwell.com is positing that it's very well possible. I mean, they've been talking about, on Front Street, they've been talking about how this $700 billion bank bailout is, you know, the first time they've had to do such a thing since back in the 1930s. And it was back in the 1930s when they decided to confiscate people's gold, so it's very possible that they could be taking that step soon, especially if what we're looking at here is more bailouts resulting in more inflation of the money supply, maybe perhaps even crossing the line, wherever that line is, into hyperinflation. I'm not sure where the difference is. Where's the dividing line between inflation and hyperinflation?
It's an actual limit. I think it's like 100% a year. There's an actual percentage per year. That is, or within a certain amount per month.
Go to Wikipedia.com, search hyperinflation.
Yeah, it'll tell you. I don't remember the number, but that's where I looked it up. So.
But so if they keep inflating the money supply, which they're going to do, more people are going to come across the message that, hey, or they're going to get it from whatever source they get it, that they're losing their money. Even though the bank account number still seems to be the same number, they're losing their money and that the value is going down of those dollars in their bank
account.
Prices
will be going up in order to make it worth selling things.
So people are going to get a clue eventually that buying stuff like gold and silver could help them protect their value, and the government's not going to like that very much because the entire government system, it's very important that people use their money, metal.
Right. In the situation of legal tender, this is where legal tender gets its insidiousness. Generally, people will accept Federal Reserve notes because, well, they want them.
Because other people do.
I want them. No doubt.
Right.
But when it comes down to a hyperinflation situation, that's when they don't. They want other countries' notes.
Maybe something they can use.
Yeah, or they want gold and silver or things like that. And because it's legal tender, they have to accept it. So then,
or else.
Yeah, then you're setting up a situation where they're raising their prices and, it gets very difficult for a person to make a living because if you wait until tomorrow to spend your paycheck, it's not worth anything.
And sadly, it doesn't look like there's going to be a whole lot of safe currencies. You know, if you don't want to go into gold and silver for whatever reason, it doesn't look like it's going to be very practical.
They're all inflating.
Right. The others
they're working together right
the
now.
The euro's
yeah.
inflating. Even the Swiss franc, which people think of Switzerland as some kind of refuge. Well, the Swiss are inflating, too. So where do you turn? There's not many places to go.
You've
got to
go to real money.
Silver.
So let's get back to the story here. He points out that the reason governments inflate currency is to surreptitiously confiscate wealth from those individuals who store their wealth in that currency. So if too many citizens shield their wealth by investing in gold, they nullify the entire scam. Inflation works because citizens are forced by legal tender laws that Mark was just talking about to store their wealth in a medium controlled by the government. As a government counterfeits its currency, it sucks wealth from all of those people who hold that currency. And the government can't tolerate too many of its citizens successfully evading inflationary confiscation.
Right.
In a worst-case scenario, a headlong rush into gold would destroy the dollar completely, as individuals replaced it with gold as a medium of wealth storage and exchange. This cannot be permitted under any circumstances, since it would undermine the very foundations of the governing elite's power. That is not to say that hyperinflation is the government's only option. When faced with bankruptcy, the government could behave responsibly. It could bring its expenditures into balance with its revenue. It could slash the welfare state, defund the military-industrial complex.
Right. When you look at how much the government spends on an annual basis, if they just shut some things down for a year, we'd take care of this financial problem we have. Just shut some things down for a year. But they'd never do that.
But they don't even have to shut anything down for a year. They could just withdraw their forces from the overseas empire and
right.
You know, slash the military.
bring the troops home, let them go to work in real jobs where they create things instead of blowing crap up. Put the ships in the harbor,
but that's
keep some kind of skeleton crew in order to keep the nation safe if one must do such a thing. I don't recommend that, but fine.
Those are reasonable suggestions, Mark, and as Tulip points out, unfortunately from the plutocracy's perspective, such a policy would also massively undermine its power and therefore is completely unacceptable. So if responsible management of public finances is a non-starter, the only other alternative is to rescue the dollar by banning private citizens from buying or owning gold. Given these two options, does anyone doubt which one the government will choose? If history's any guide, those individuals who've correctly predicted that the government's policies will end in disaster and who heavily invest in gold will be demonized as hoarders and extremists. In keeping with the theme of our age, such investors might even be accused of terrorism, which in a twisted way makes sense. After all, if the government's going to continue to fight the war on terror, it does need money, and the only way it can get money is by confiscating gold, and those who resist the confiscation are therefore aiding and abetting terrorism. Ominously, this logic would permit the government to invoke the Patriot Act and the infamous Military Commissions Act. In practice, actual confiscation would be easy. Most gold is held in ETFs. Now, I don't know what that stands for, so perhaps someone could check that for me. Or bank vaults. The government could simply order these institutions to hand their gold over to the U.S. Treasury. In return, the depositors would be issued compensation in the form of increasingly worthless Federal Reserve notes, and probably at an exchange rate that heavily favors the government. After all, the feds couldn't allow hoarders to make windfall profits. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If they come for gold, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Do you have one? Do you have gold? This is Free Talk Live. Or silver. That counts, too. Free Talk Live, you take control.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $59.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, and we invite you to get signed up for the updates. Whenever we've got something to announce about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on it free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
IHS, the Institute for Humane Studies, is looking for libertarian students and recent graduates interested in careers in movie, films, animation, video game production for their spring, summer, and fall internships. All positions are paid and include participation in a career workshop. For more information, go to libertarianinternships.com. $2,000 stipend, housing and travel allowance, tuition and travel assistance, books, networking opportunities, placement. I mean, they do everything for you. Libertarianinternships.com.
So how much will history repeat itself here? We're talking about the possibility that gold could be confiscated again here in this country. It happened back in the 30s. And what also happened back in the 30s was a big bailout, and they've been talking about how the bailout is very similar to what happened in the 30s. Will we be seeing gold confiscation again here soon as the government continues to inflate the money supply and more people continue to bail out from the Federal Reserve note and get into gold and silver themselves, start hoarding, as it will be called, gold and silver, so they can actually have some real value in the event of a hyperinflation situation? The government might just step in and decide to confiscate that gold.
It's true. I'm wondering if the silver might not be a safer bet in some sense.
Did they not confiscate silver in the past?
I don't believe they have. We've had gold confiscation, but I don't believe there's been silver confiscation. And silver doesn't quite have... money interests don't view silver quite the same way. It's a precious metal, and it does hold its value. But banks don't seem to trade in silver as much from what I've seen, and hedge funds don't seem to look at it. It's treated more as a true commodity, whereas gold is looked at as something that has, monetary value unto itself beyond just its, commodity value. You know, it's raw material value.
Interesting suggestion, perhaps, getting into silver. I mean, certainly for somebody with less disposable income, silver is the way to go, simply because you can afford it. So I like silver a lot. Let's continue, though, with a little bit more from Mr. Stephen LaTulip over at LaRockwell.com, talking about how the government would actually go about confiscating the gold. See, he says most gold is held in ETFs. Now, you guys figured out what that was, right?
Exchange transfer funds.
It's an investment vehicle. It's essentially, it's like gold stock, basically. It's a paper note that's indexed to
gold
futures.
So it's kind of like maybe the Liberty Dollar, where you have a certificate that says you have this amount of gold.
It's not a warehouse receipt. It's like futures. You're basically trading gold futures, which are just bets on the futures are just bets on where the price of gold is going to be.
So you don't really even own gold.
No. You own gold futures, which is basically you own a piece of paper that's tied to speculation about the future price of gold.
So they could go and take the gold from those companies that are doing that sort of stuff.
Right.
They could go to bank vaults. And as we suggested earlier on the show tonight, if you've got a safe deposit box, if it's in a bank, that is at risk. Whatever it is that you have in there of value is at risk in the event of a confiscation situation. So you want to get, if you've got gold in a safe deposit box, get the hell out, buy yourself a safe, put it in your basement. I mean, you'd be better off there than you would in your bank's safe deposit box.
Perhaps in the basement of a trusted friend or family members.
Bolt that sucker down to the floor, and it'll be very difficult for any common crooks to get it, you know, to actually take that safe out of there. And so he says that it'd be easy for the government to do this. They could simply order these institutions to hand it over. And we know that these banks are completely obedient when it comes to being ordered around by the state. I mean, they exist at the pleasure of the state. The state allows them to do their business. So, of course, when the state agents come in, whether it's the IRS or it's the guys that are confiscating gold, whatever it is the state demands from banks, they will jump through whatever the hoops they put up. And if it's your money that's at risk, it doesn't matter because the bank wants to stay in business and they have to do whatever the feds say to do. So they'll give up your gold and they'll say, sorry, here's a check for some Federal Reserve notes.
I do think that there are safe deposit boxes, some safe deposit boxes that are safer than others.
Why?
Why do I think that?
You think that some bank manager is going to say no to the federal government when they walk through their doors?
I think that there's some that are safer than others.
You find me that manager. I'd like to meet him in person and give him some of my business. Do you have this person?
Is there a
person who actually exists? Okay, you don't know anything about that. Because those bank managers
are all...
Well,
you don't know anything either. You're just
making
assumptions.
Yeah, I know they'll roll right over. No, I'm not making assumptions because that's what happens.
I agree with you that businesses will roll over.
Yeah.
I agree with you that businesses will roll over. However...
Right.
Perhaps they can create a vault that will, you know, not allow them to roll over.
Well,
make it more difficult for them to roll over.
If they're a bank that exists at the pleasure of the federal government, as every bank I've ever encountered does, then it won't be difficult at all. If the DEA walks into your bank tomorrow and says you've been accused of dealing cocaine, we need to see inside his safe deposit box, bank manager's going to shrug his shoulders and say,
okie dokie. Your chances are very good.
Okie dokie, whatever you say, officer, just let me see your badge. Yep, okay, real fed. Okay, well, let's walk right in here and see what he's got. Anyway, the citizens who actually hold physical gold will be somewhat more problematic. They would be presumably given a grace period to hand over their stash. After that, the feds might have to get a bit rough. Since many folks would probably try to hide their gold, President Obama would ultimately have no choice but to send federal agents into the countryside and seize it. Given the recent demise of quaint Anglo-Saxon legalism, such as search warrants and habeas corpus, this enterprise might not be as difficult as one might think. And maybe this could be a job for those creepy Mugabe-style youth brigades that have been popping up around the country. I realize that a potentially violent government seizure of private property seems far-fetched or even apocalyptic. But those who dismiss it out of hand should remember their history. After all, the federal government has done it before. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on gold confiscation. What will you do if it becomes a reality? Let's go to your calls. Jeremy in Tennessee, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, my mom's a college professor, and my dad, he went to college. He got a master's degree. He kind of was ostracized my entire life. I kind of grew up thinking my country was the best country. Kind of grew up on Rambo. I'm in my 30s, you know?
Sure.
I'm a soldier myself, and he's been storing gold up. He actually gave me most of his gold. I don't know if his gold was private, but I know that I just listened to him and been buying gold even from Midas before I even kind of got into this, truth movement thing. because my dad did business with him before. But as far as I know, isn't that Midas Resources? Isn't most of that gold private gold?
I don't know about Midas's business. I have bought gold through them.
When you say private gold, what do you mean?
It's like private citizen gold. Like, they can't really track it to find out if you have it.
I don't know what kind of records Midas keeps.
I don't know either. However, I would bet just about everything that I have that Ted makes it as difficult as would make it as difficult as possible for somebody to for the federal government to track where the gold went. That's the kind of guy he is.
I spoke to I never really dealt with Ted. I usually deal with Mr. Huebner on the phone, and he told me that if you buy like certain things that the government tracks and the other things they don't track.
You know, that's a good question for Ted, and we don't have him on the show tonight. I may try to call him during a break and see if we can get him. I don't know if it's too late to call him up to see if we can get a quick answer to that question, because okay. I personally just bought some gold from Midas this week, MidasResources.com, of course. Midas is the owner of the Genesis Communications Network. They are the company that syndicates this program and has been syndicating us for now over we're entering into our fifth year of syndication. So if you guys are looking to get your hands on some gold, then Midas is the way to go for that.
And I've done it.
I believe they sell silver over at Midas as well.
I think so, too.
So
yeah, they do. I bought some from them as well.
And were you satisfied with your purchases?
Oh, yeah, I was fine with them. I was just thinking that if I bought private gold, I don't see how they could legally take. I mean, I know it could happen. I'm not one of these people that think it's far-fetched. I mean, I'm seeing, you know, I've seen $4, you know, gallon gas. I've seen all this crazy stuff, Patriot Act, you know, done. People are getting arrested for not liking Obama. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, so I do believe that they would come to your home and take your gold. I'm just
the way they would find out is if they went and they raided the various different gold dealers like Midas and stole whatever records they keep and then followed up on those records.
What they would do.
You know, but they're not going to do that right off the bat. They're going to go for the central storage locations like the Liberty Dollar or other various entities that might be warehousing gold, and they're going to snatch that first. You're probably going to get news about that, and you'll have enough time, most likely, to really secure your gold in whatever way you think is best. And we'll check in with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources to find out what sort of privacy policies they have in effect over there. More on the way. Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful. and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protect a complete fuel system cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protect a Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protect a Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protect a Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would love for you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, new items, used items, over 41 categories that you can shop in, and you'll be satisfied because you're going to get the brand names you trust at great prices, free Super Saver shipping. You know Amazon. They're great. So shop through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Now, speaking of other ways to get Free Talk Live a cut, if you're looking to go out and get yourself some gold, Midas Resources is, of course, one of the prime sponsors of this program in that they are the owners of the Genesis Communications Radio Network, our wonderful syndicate that has been putting Free Talk Live out there for other radio stations to put on the air for going on over 5 years now at this point. And we actually have Ted Anderson, the owner, the man behind the entire organization. He is on the line with us. Ted, sorry to call you so late in the evening. I know you've got a family and you probably would rather have your night to yourself, but we had a really critical question, and I think a really good question, come up about business practices over at Midas Resources. So can I put you on the spot?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. That's just fine.
We've been talking about the idea that the federal government, of course, we know that they've confiscated gold in the past, and as we're seeing these bailouts, these $700 billion, who knows what's to come next, we know they're going to be inflating the money supply in order to do this. There's a very good chance that they may decide to confiscate gold again. And so I think it was a listener that brought up the question, well, what if they trace my purchases? Can if I buy from Midas Resources, can the feds come in, raid Midas, and get all your records and go after your customers? What kind of privacy methods have you guys been taking down there at Midas?
Well, I mean, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you don't get – there's a Drug and Money Laundering Act that if you're purchasing from any dealer, it doesn't matter whether if it's Midas or any gold and silver dealer in the United States, you don't want to – be doing transactions in the form of cash that exceed $10,000, nor do you want to use cash equivalents like money orders, money market checks, that kind of thing, that up to or exceed $10,000. Really, the best way to do it is to just make sure that you're buying the things. I would use a wire or personal check. Then when you buy it, you put it away and you don't put it in an obvious place. Yes, indeed, if the government came in and raided Midas Resources Incorporated, and they were able to find out that there was a purchase that was made by an individual customer somewhere, they might come and ask you, well, do you have this gold and silver? And in that particular point, you could say, yeah, no, I've spent that gold and silver, or I've given it away, done whatever you wanted to say that you did with it. Plus, also, we're not required to to have, Social Security numbers, that kind of thing, as long as it's outside of the Drug and Money Laundering Act. And if you're Joe Smith, well, who knows if it's you, Joe Smith, or some other Joe Smith. We're not required to take any particular personal name, that kind of thing. Some people use abbreviated things. Depends about how private you want to be. I mean, obviously, we got to ship it to somebody, you know, and so literally there always is some sort of point of track record. You know, it's hard to get away from that 100%, but it is much better than, in my eyes, than walking into some coin dealer somewhere where somebody can see you walking up with a box, and I think you just ask them for trouble that way.
Here's my question, Ted. If you, if you catch wind that all of a sudden there's confiscations going on, would you have the ability to wipe your records clean? Would you have that ability?
Well, you know, I've got the ability to wipe my records clean, but then again, you know, if you're using delivery services and that kind of thing, you might be able to wipe my records clean, but then the post office, UPS, FedEx, all these other guys, I mean, it's kind of hard to go with that. I mean, the main thing is that you take physical possession and you put it somewhere where nobody can find it.
Right. Yeah, it's really your responsibility as the holder of the gold to do what you need to do to keep it safe. And, you know, as far as them coming door to door, don't open the door. I mean, this is one of the things we've talked about with Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com. He's a former law enforcement officer, and he'll tell you straight out, if the cops come to your house and they're knocking on your front door, it's not like the movies. You don't have any obligation to actually go and talk to these guys. So one of the first things that's going to get you in trouble is talking to these people, because then they'll ask you questions, they'll be intimidating, and if you don't have a good story cooked up, you could get caught in a lie, and then you're in even more trouble.
Ted, I've got another question. The difference between bullion and numismatics, real quickly, is for people, is basically bullion is new coins and numismatics are old coins, collectible. Do you think is it what happened in the 30s when they confiscated gold as far as numismatics went, and what would be likely to happen as far as collectible coins if they were to do some sort of confiscation?
Well, let me explain how it happened in 1933. I mean, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was faced with the problem of the banking system failing. At that point in time, the obligation to the banks was to pay the depositors in gold when they demanded it.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the Federal Reserve notes were Federal Reserve notes, but the notes were redeemable in gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the banks were due to pay. And the banks were going to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and said, hey, you know, we have this fractional reserve banking thing, and there's just simply not enough gold and silver to go around, and you got to solve this problem for us, because everybody wants their money. There's not enough money to go around. Money supply is crashing and crumbling. There's not enough money to go around. There's certainly not enough gold and silver to back the notes. And so Franklin Delano Roosevelt did that. He confiscated gold, took the liability off the banks, and put it on the shoulders of the people. At that point in time, the people were forced to turn their money, their gold that they had in storage, back over to the Federal Reserve Bank branches or agencies with a $10,000 fine and or 10 years imprisonment as a penalty if they don't. So basically just reverse that liability. So that was a criminal thing in the first place. And the second thing is, could that happen again? Yes, indeed. The reason why they didn't confiscate gold collector coins is because of the eminent domain clause of the Constitution, which we certainly have covered that plenty of times on this network. Mm-hmm. Eminent domain reads like this. It says, nor shall private property be taken by the government for public use without just compensation. And in order to confiscate collectible coins, they had to go out and figure out what the premium would be for this very individual coin, whereas if they took bullion gold, they just put a set price on them, which is what their purpose was. They went out and put a set price at $22.36 an ounce, and they forced the people to turn in their gold at that price. And then if you had a coin that was recognized as a collector coin, then you could keep it. And that's the way it reads under Section 2B of the Executive Order of 1933.
It might not play out that way, though.
Might not play out that way, but it does seem to me like there's a better chance of keeping your gold if it's in the form of numismatics. And this is one of the reasons that I chose to get the type of gold that I got. And specifically what I got were some British coins. I can't remember.
Sovereigns.
Sovereigns. Yeah, they're a quarter of an ounce piece of gold, but they're like 100 years old.
That's one of the things that you specialize in at Midas, right, is numismatics, Ted?
Oh, yeah. We specialize in numismatics, but we also sell an awful lot of bullion, too. I mean, because people want to have gold for other reasons. Some believe that, you know, I'm just going to get the bullion and I'll have the gun here to say, you know, they're going to have to pry it out of my dead, cold hand.
I understand that, but you know the fact is the sovereigns were essentially spot price. I mean, they were very close.
Pretty close. Yeah.
You would have. I mean, if you would have got a 2,000 Krugerrand, you likely would have paid a premium for the minting of it, and the sovereigns were essentially the same price.
I have to say, I'm excited. I bought some gold for the very first time from Midas last week, and I'm excited to finally get my hands on some of it. So I'm looking forward to reporting good things to our listeners here, Ted. And we do have to get to some more calls, but I want to make sure I get the information straight here for listeners that might be interested in also ordering some gold or silver. And you guys also do platinum at Midas?
Yeah, we do. We have platinum, we have rhodium, we have palladium. Anything that's done in coin form and in precious metals, we have it.
They can get in touch with you and your brokers. They're very friendly folks at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. And tell them, when you're placing your order, tell them you heard about it on Free Talk Live, and you'll send us a percentage of the sale, Ted, for sending you the sale, which I think is really awesome, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, and we appreciate what you're doing, too. I mean, you know, we're carrying the message forward. It costs a lot of money to do this, and you guys deserve to have something for what you do, and we certainly are going to take care of you. That's great.
Thanks,
that's
Ted. I appreciate it. We'll keep sending our listeners your way, and have a great night. I appreciate you coming on short notice like this.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks
Good
for
night,
having
Ted.
Me.
Thank you. Let's go quickly to Michael in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Jeff, and your guest. And thank
nobody
you
here named Jeff. My name's Ian. Mark's here. Nick is here as well. This is Free Talk.
I'm sorry, Ian.
Go ahead.
Ian, I'd like to suggest that anybody that's listening to this program has something to hide. They have food stored. They have gold stored. They have books. They have things that the government will consider you a terrorist for. And an interesting thing in the Gulag Archipelago.
I'd like to suggest you only have about 20 seconds to tell us whatever it is you got.
In the Gulag Archipelago, Solzhenitsyn said, the Russians had a flaw. When they knocked, came on the door, they opened it, they put their hands out, the cuffs went on, and they walked away. He said if they had just resisted, if those people thought that they might not come home at the end of the day, it would have been entirely different.
They would have behaved differently. Great point. I thank you for wrapping that up for us. And it has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. In this